Good morning, all, and thank you for being here as well. I'd like to share a program with you that's called Éxito. It's a leadership training program to encourage students to go into a doctoral program. The specific aim of Éxito is to increase the ethnic diversity in the field of Latino cancer control research. Right now, very few Latinos have going into a doctoral program, and so we're trying to design a program that would be amenable to them, or also individuals who were interested in working with a Latino population. We're particularly interested in reaching students who already have a master's or are working on their master's, or have a master's and are already working in the field, but we're trying to kind of bridge that gap. A couple of the organizations that we have been working with is the National Cancer Institute is our funding agency. It's an R25, a five-year program. We're in the last year of our program, and our program is based at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio and is run through the Institute for Health Promotion Research, which I direct. But it's also based off of a minority training program that was developed by Dr. Rena Pasek out at the University of California, San Francisco. Hers was a multicultural program focusing on cancer control, and ours was more focusing on Latinos or individuals interested in working in Latino communities. Our program is a five-day summer institute in which we bring students that competitively compete to come into the program. We accept 20 per year, and then of those 20, individuals apply if they want to apply for an external six-month internship that focuses on research in their area, wherever they may be. And then those who actually get into a doctoral program, we invite them to come back for a doctoral retreat, which we offer every other year. Our seminar or institute is composed of over 25 Latino researchers and faculty who serve as role models for the individuals that are going through the summer institute. We also have theory-driven activities that we help them to deal with issues that they may encounter in applying for a doctoral program or while they're in a doctoral program. We also provide them with tips and tools for developing competitive applications to seek a doctoral degree. And then funding is always an issue, so we have some information about how they can fund their doctoral programs and how to go about selecting right mentors for them once they're in the program. But all our information is really focusing on Latino cancer issues, all the way from screening, preventative issues, through the survivorship continuum of cancer care. To date, as I mentioned, we're just now going into our year five, and we're recruiting our last cohort. We've had 78 alumni, and already of those 78, 20 are already enrolled in their doctoral program. And so they really said that after participating in our five-day summer institute, that this really increased their self-efficacy and confidence in applying for the program. These are the areas where the students have expressed that they increased their self-efficacy, that they were more likely to apply for a doctoral program after participating in our summer institute, that they felt that they would be accepted into a doctoral program, that they were able to write a strong personal statement because we had also had writing skills during that program, and they felt more confident that they would be able to achieve their goals. Others also said that their writing skills they felt had improved, that they knew more about how to budget their time and time management skills for once they were in a doctoral program. So all of these were really critical aspects for us. So again, our aim is for them to pursue a career in cancer control because we're funded through the National Cancer Institute. So of those students, of 78 that came through our program, 31 said that they are either currently enrolled or have been accepted into the program, would focus on looking at issues that were relevant to cancer prevention and control, such as cancer screening, patient navigation, or clinical trial research. And then 46% indicated that already some of them were in their jobs that were indirectly related to cancer prevention, such as health promotion or health education or intervention research. And when asked if they would pursue a career directly related to cancer prevention or control, 30% strongly agreed that they would, or 39% said they agreed. These are just some quotes from some of our students. I'd like to highlight Stephen. Stephen said, Éxito played a very important role in guiding the next steps toward a doctoral school by exposing him to other Latinos who have overcome barriers and life challenges, showing me various research interests and perspectives worth pursuing in a doctoral program, and providing me with a network of students and professionals willing to serve as mentors. And we were really surprised. Many of the students developed their own blog and have developed their own support system, particularly those who have gotten in, and for those who are still thinking about it, they really stay in touch. Each cohort really developed some special bonds as they went through our program. And these are just some photos of our students from the different cohorts. And we mainly had females that applied for the program. Normally we'd have 2 to 4 males who are actually in the program, and many of our attendees came from California, Texas, New York, Illinois, Arizona, Florida, Kansas, and Puerto Rico. And most of them were a little older. They were between 25 and 30 years of age. And also, again, most of them were U.S. born, but they were first generation Latino college students to go on and think about going for a doctoral program. And most of them were currently enrolled in the master's program or had a master's and already working in the public health field. And so I'd encourage you to visit our website if you know of anybody who might be interested. We're currently taking applications now where they can learn about Éxito. They can, get our annual newsletters. And we've also developed a program replication manual in case others are interested in trying to apply this type of program in your own academic setting. And so again, we're accepting applications and hope to hear from any students that you might know of that would like to apply for our program. So thank you very much.